It's a hot, sunny day in Glenwood Springs as two dozen tourists prepare to enter Glenwood Caverns, while a tour guide named Larissa Crisson gives them all a special offer.
So because we are not allowed to touch anything inside, we have here outside some formations. And the name of these formations are Cave Popcorn, and you can touch it if you want before we go in. So go ahead,
touch it.
Take it out of the system.
They do, then Crisson opens a big door on the mountain face. Cavers file into a rocky tunnel, and she shuts the door. And suddenly, they're in a darker, cooler, damper world that makes the hot, bright Colorado day seem far away. Soon, that cave-like dampness will grow stronger still, because Larissa's leading them another 50 feet down the tunnel and through yet another door.
To keep the water inside. That's why we have so many doors.
High humidity helps a cave stay healthy and filled with glistening rocks. Some look like giant strips of bacon, giant soda straws, and popcorn. Hidden in some caves are strange creatures such as blind spiders and microbes that live in such dark and severe conditions. They're known as extremophiles. CU Boulder cave scientist Fred Louiser says even space scientists are interested in life underground.
If they find life on other moons and other planets, life will probably be very similar to what we're finding in caves.
Deep down in Glenwood Caverns, scientists have discovered microbes that show promise as cancer fighters. But some cave life can be deadly. A sulfur cave in Steamboat Springs is home to rare, gooey, dangling, poisonous microbes. They look like mucus, which is why their scientific name is, well, it's snot tights. Snot tights thrive on sulfur fumes, then ooze battery acid. So that cave in Steamboat Springs is a hazard for the occasional amateur who ignores warning signs and ventures in.
You pass out immediately, and if you stayed in that environment for probably, I'm guessing more than an hour or two, it would kill you.
So far, rescuers have saved the handful of people who have fainted in that sulfur cave. Not all cave dwellers are microbial. In Glenwood Caverns, scientists recently discovered a tiny, red, blind pseudoscorpion. Bears love caves, and so do bats. In fact, Mark Maslin, a Colorado geologist and caving expert, says cavers must be careful not to disturb bat colonies.
Bats are hibernating creatures, and if you wake them up during the wintertime, which is easy to do with lights and noise and things like that, then they go outside and their food source, insects, is not available to them and they die off.
Caves with large bat colonies are closed to the public for another reason. A mysterious, deadly disease called white nose syndrome has killed over 400,000 bats in the U.S. So far, the disease is concentrated in the northeastern U.S., but since its discovery in 2006, it's infected many bat colonies. To reduce its spread, wildlife experts have asked cavers to avoid caves that might shelter any bats. Some scientists, like Mark Maslin, are trained to keep their gear clean of white nose syndrome, and they're permitted to go off the beaten path. At Cave of the Winds in Colorado Springs, he wears boots and a caving helmet and strides past the tourists.
Where's my mummy? Don't go down there.
He enters a hidden cave that he helped discover.
This is not on the normal commercial tour.
With a headlamp as his only light, Maslin unseals an environmental door to reveal what he calls an easy entrance tunnel, 18 inches wide, the size of a dinner platter.
That's the tightest we're doing today.
He invites me to crawl in.
Put your arms ahead of you, arms ahead of you.
Oh. The reward for squeezing through is a muddy cave with a dazzling, spiky crystal flower that's taller than a man.
It's a beaded anthodite bush.
In years past, Maslin says that cavers used to carry anthodites away. To protect those kinds of treasures, Maslin follows the motto of today's modern cave enthusiasts. Take nothing but pictures. Leave nothing but footprints. Kill nothing but time. Back at Glenwood Caverns, the tourists are enjoying taking their time as their tour guide, Larissa Crisson, has them look high overhead at the stalactites. Thanks to all the doors that seal in that cool, damp humidity, those stalactites are covered with what has made them slowly grow over eons of time. It's water drops.
If you're gonna be hit by a water droplet like that one, we call that the fairy kisses or the cave kisses. And you're gonna be lucky for the rest of the day.
And thanks to conservation efforts from fans that love these caves, perhaps future generations will also enjoy the wonders of caves and discovery, and if they're lucky, fairy kisses. For KRCC News, I'm Shelley Schlender in Glenwood Springs.